spit that out right now. This is the Superhuman Channel. The following paid program does not necessarily reflect the views or opinions of the staff and management of Tricepter Productions or the Superhuman Channel. Tricepter Productions and the Superhuman Channel are not responsible for any claims, warranties, or guarantees made during this program. Prepare to experience the strongest radio allowable by law. Secrets will be revealed. Myths dispelled. From the Studio Gym, where excuses never apply. It's Superhuman Radio with your host, Carl Lenore.
Welcome back. It would help if I turned my mic on. Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. It is the every other Thursday, which means that we will be doing another installment of the roundtable discussion on strength and hypertrophy acquisition with Coach Wade Johnson and Rob Regish. Also, later in the show, Adele Musa, a.k.a. Professor Dr. Andro, talks about some recent research on a designer antioxidant molecule that may actually double the human lifespan. This is not baloney, folks. And for those of you who want to go out there and buy it, we're going to tell you where you can get it. Although you may have to mortgage your home if you still are one of those Americans that has a home in order to do so. Okay, today's roundtable discussion is about what we called it on Facebook was this. Are you eating too clean to get stronger? And Wade, I want to turn over to you first. There's a big difference between bodybuilding and strength building. And people think that the way you eat for either is the same. Is that a misunderstanding, or are they the same?
Well, I think, you know, again, with this statement, I think some of that is up to the individual and how they want to go about obtaining the goal. One of my favorite quotes is from a good buddy of mine, Jamie Harris. Jamie is a former bench press phenom. We talked about this last show, about how he and Anthony Clark, you know, were, when everybody was chasing an 800-pound bench and it was just unheard of, and Jamie was, you know, well over 300 pounds, and now at he's in his early 40s as a 242. When asked about his diet, he's like, look, I can't chase an 800-pound bench and try to squat 1,000 pounds on skinless chicken and spring water. And I tend to agree, and I knew Anthony Clark personally as well. You know, and granted, Anthony would eat these. I mean, he was probably as well known for the amount of food he could eat at a sitting as much as, you know, what he could lift.
Wow.
And I think what happens is, you know, people get confused with what their goals are. You know, bodybuilding and powerlifting are basically what you share is the equipment, you know,
yeah,
that you're training with. And, you know, there are guys out there, you know, that can look like a bodybuilder and are strong. You know, but I think by and large, you've got to have an inordinate amount of calories to push in the manner, you know, as opposed to a guy doing 315 in the bench, you know, for 12 reps to pump up, you know, versus a guy that's trying to bench 700-800 pounds. The needs are significantly different.
Well, but now, Rob, do you think that if you decide that you want to become a strength-dominant athlete, that you just better get used to some body fat, that the aspirations of having single-digit body fat levels is out of the question?
Well, I think that picture is changing, but by and large, the old adage holds true. You got to eat big to get big. Let's face facts. There's a reason why there are weight classes in powerlifting and other strength sports, right? I mean, you need only look at the totals in the super heavyweights and compare them to the lightweights. There's a huge lesson there. So, you know, short answer to your question, yeah, you need to knuckle down at the dinner table as much as you do in the gym. That's not a license to get fat and sloppy. But the bottom line is you need calories to grow, and calories are your friends.
Wade, anecdotally, obviously there's no scientific research out there, right? But anecdotally, do you think the body recognizes the amount of real estate or space that it takes up on the planet. And as a result, there is some sort of mechanism that allows you, maybe like a disinhibition, that allows you to be stronger.
That's an interesting question. I can only tell you, I can only draw from my experience, and I don't know that this is necessarily going to answer your question. Let me use Alexia as a great example.
Okay.
You know, of how, you know, a very large man, but I think what we find is with different time frames, you know, there's these barriers, or even Jamie Harris and Anthony Clark, when everybody was chasing 800 or you know, the 500 pound clean and jerk, and like when you and I were kids, like when I was in high school, being 6 feet tall and 220 pounds, you know, I was considered a monster, you know, now you've got high school football lineups where the defensive line, you know, three defensive linemen weigh 350 plus
right,
pounds and
right,
can run.
Right.
You know, if anyone weighed 350 pounds, they were a total fat ass and couldn't move back
right.
when I was in high school.
Right.
Well, you never saw it. You never saw anybody 300 pounds. So I don't know if, you know, I'm not necessarily going the along with your question, but I think it's one of those things where once a barrier is broken, once something that has been demystified, you know, like an 800 pound bench press or 300 pound person or, you know, a 500 clean and jerk, that we start pushing forward. So I'm not really going along
okay.
the line.
Okay. No. And that's fine. That's fine. But in inadvertently, you kind of speak to the question, and that is the idea of the whole notion of strength. Well, let me back up. Strength starts in the brain, obviously. Okay. But it's fed by the calories, if you will. I mean, obviously you have to believe you can bench press 800 pounds. And the only way you can believe that is to find out that somebody else has done it. And then it's like, oh, that's something to strive for. But getting back to the whole calorie issue, I mean, clearly guys back then were eating 5,000, 6,000, 7,000 calories a day, right?
Yeah, you know, this is, and I'm sorry, Wade, if I'm stealing your thunder, but, you know, Wade's example is spot on. I mean, who remembers 1986 when the Patriots played the Bears and they threw the fridge, right? They gave Fridge the ball to run it across the goal line. You know, there was a 300-pound guy, and it's like, you know, the conventional wisdom was he couldn't move that fast. Well, you know, now look around. There's plenty of 300-pound guys that move fast, and that's a function of, one, you know, eating your way to 300 pounds, and two, working on speed. So it gets back to the old adage, weight moves weight, and as Louis Simmons has said before, you know, fast equals first team, slow equals, you know, you're sitting on the bench.
Right. Yeah, so it doesn't matter. All right, so have either of you ever read Power Eating, the book Power Eating?
I have not.
I've okay. read excerpts from it.
Okay. You know, the notion behind Power Eating and I can't think of her name. She's been on my show three times. She'll smack me now. It'll come to me before. Dr. Susan Kleiner. The notion behind Power Eating is that in order to be strong, you have to eat a lot of calories. But not only eat a lot of calories, but you better be prepared to put on some body fat. So I guess the question is this: maybe in order to put on the maximum amount of muscle and to take advantage of every workout's triggering mechanism to build new muscle, do we have to eat in such an excess that the body says, "Look, I'm going to use all I can for muscle and the rest I'm going to put into fat. That's just the way it's going to be." Or can you build that kind of strength and remain lean all the way through the process and still make the kind of gains, the progressions that you're looking to make? Wade, what do you think?
Well, I can speak from experience. If you're not going to do something, you know, drug-wise, my experience is no. I don't think that you can eat clean like a bodybuilder would to stay lean. And not for what I wanted to do, you know, to be, because I was already a big guy. for me to move the most amount of weight, you know, that I could when I was squatting 1,000 pounds plus, I felt my strongest was between 345 and 365. And now that I'm down, you know, fluctuate between 320 and 330, I can tell a significant difference in my leverage. The big thing is leverage. And, I would have to say no. Maybe in the lighter weight classes, but I haven't been in a lighter weight class since I was in elementary school, so I can't really speak to that. But for me, it was. And again, you know, I'm not going to pretend, you know, and you go, I don't have a, you know, some belly and stuff like that. And certainly at 365, I did. I was huge. But even when I was 350, you know, I still had vascularity in my arms. But, you know, now that I've dieted down, you know, around 320, I can tell a huge difference, not only in my strength, but just my leverage, and more how my joints feel versus, you know, when I've handled some heavier poundages, when I was training. I mean, the significance is big.
Okay, let's do this. Let's take a quick commercial break. When we come back, I want to talk about how you determine how much food to eat. Is the right amount of food. We're talking with Coach Wade Johnson and Rob Regish. If you have not read the blueprint, go to superhumanradio.com and get your copy of the blueprint today. And shortly there will be a banner ad up on Superhuman Radio for Rob Regish's new supplement, Synthogen, which we will let him talk about a little bit later in the show. Stay tuned. We'll be right back. I have never endorsed a training guide before The Blueprint by Rob Regish. The Blueprint combines the best techniques for building muscle and gaining strength with the best tips on supplementation and nutrition. Everyone who has used The Blueprint has surpassed their expectations in muscular gains in record time. You'll learn how to break through any plateau, how to make gains from every single workout, and all for the price of a single supplement purchase. Get your copy of The Blueprint today by going to superhumanradio.com and clicking the Blueprint banner ad. Order today and get copies of both The Blueprint 2.0 and 3.0, plus ongoing support on the Blueprint Forum to ensure your success. From the most advanced supplement company on the planet, Primordial Performance, comes the new Andro series. Andro Lean is a thermogenic aid that will promote lipolysis and incinerate body fat. Andro Mass creates explosive gains and is highly anabolic. Andro Hard will turn your muscles into granite hard stone while increasing sex drive and maximizing strength. The Andro series represents the most advanced delivery systems available anywhere. These are non-methylated and completely liver safe and non-toxic. Buy one or stack all of the new Andro series products today at primordialperformance.com. No other peptide supplier has a more complete offering than Southern Research Companies, and no other peptide supplier can boast that all their research peptides are manufactured inside the United States in Tier 1 labs. Whether you're looking for IGF-1 long R3, GHRP6, GHRP2, melanotan 2, mechanical growth factor, or PT-141, or hard to find peptides like tryptorelin or follistatin, you'll find them at Southern Research Companies. Free shipping on orders over $150. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Southern Research banner ad today and do business with the most trusted name in research peptides, Southern Research Companies. Thousands of Superhuman Radio listeners already know how well GLC 2000 works at repairing joints and cartilage, and it's the best price on the market, milligram for milligram. Now GLC Direct is offering a special that my listeners can take advantage of. Buy one, get one free of any GLC 2000 product. That's right. Buy one of your favorite GLC 2000 products and get one free. Capsules or raw powder. Just mention Superhuman Radio and buy one, get one free today. Call 866-452-3473 or click the GLC banner ad on superhumanradio.com. Offer limited to one per household. The ingredients in Halo Extreme come right from the folklore of the Eastern Bloc athletes whose strength dominated the Olympic Games in the 60s. Halo Extreme contains oral turinabol, which increases strength, muscle hardness, and muscle mass while not converting to estrogen or DHT. Iron Mag Labs combines this with the powerful ectosterone called 5-alpha-hydroxylaxigenin that has shown to increase protein synthesis by up to 200%. Halo Extreme is a great choice for beginners to advanced users looking for low side effects and crisp, lean, easy-to-maintain gain. Go to ironmaglabs.com today to order Halo Extreme. I usually avoid protein bars because they're generally just candy in disguise, but that's all changed now. With Quest protein bars, we can enjoy dessert again without the guilt. With 20 grams of whey isolate protein, tons of prebiotic fiber, no sugar added, and only 2 to 6 grams of active carbohydrates per bar, Quest bars will keep you full and lean. I've never endorsed a protein bar before because I simply didn't trust them. That's all changed with the Quest bar. Not just because of what's in them, but more so for what's not. Go to superhumanradio.com today and click the Quest protein bar banner ad. Start enjoying dessert again.
Your radio just got ripped. It's Superhuman Radio.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. Don't forget, Age Force has a free month of their fat burner patch for all of my audience to try. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Age Force banner ad today to take advantage of a free month supply of the fat burner patch. This is a fat burner patch that is devoid of any stimulants. All it has is the portion of growth hormone peptide that is responsible for its lipolytic effects. And you've heard lots of good things about how successful the patch is on the show. So check it out. Okay. So, Wade, do you use any type of methodology to determine how much to eat, or do you eat until you reach a certain weight?
I had a spreadsheet where I would track all my calories, fat, and protein and carbohydrates, and it got to the point for me, I knew the things that I could eat that would make me not only feel strong, but would feel good. And, I've got to the point where, just like my training, I would eat by feel. I knew what I needed to eat, and I made sure that I ate plenty of it. And, you know, weighing 365 pounds is not an accident. So, I mean, you really have to intentionally take in enough food to weigh that. And
so how many calories a day do you think you take in?
Probably on average, once I got the weight going up, a lot of times weight gain or weight loss is all about momentum. It's getting the body, you know, to cycle up or ramp up to gain weight. And once I got the body weight moving up, I could to keep on putting on weight. Now, granted, my training weights kept going up, and like we've talked about in the past, when I'm training for a meet, I'll put on weight. I won't eat anything differently, but I start putting on size and weight because of the weights that I'm using. And so, by and large, I would eat about 4,500 to 5,000 calories a day when I was at my biggest.
That's not a lot, is it, Rob?
No.
No, as a matter of fact, first, these figures, Wade, that you're throwing out are just stunning. But in terms of calorie intake, it's interesting to note, I'm on the other end of the spectrum, right? So I'm an ectomorph. I got into this game at 6 feet, 143. When I decided to go from 195 to 252, it took 6,000 calories a day.
Yeah.
So, you know, that should illustrate, I guess, to anybody that's listening, that there is a wide variation depending upon somatotype. You know, I know there are hard gainers out there listening that you hear it over and over, I eat my lungs out, but I'm not gaining weight. Well, you know, that's part of the reason why is your metabolism, that it's unique to you. It's like a fingerprint, and you need to figure out how many calories it takes for you to gain weight without becoming, you know, sloppy.
Yeah.
You need only look, for example, at the top power lifters today. There are some big boys in the 300-pound weight class, 275s, that are would be considered ripped, you know, anywhere other than maybe a professional bodybuilding stage.
Well, you know what? While we're talking about this, I'm wondering if these guys are anomalies. They're just so contrary to the rule. I mean, look at guys like Marius Pudanowski. The guy looks like he could be a bodybuilder, and he does these strongman competitions, and he wipes everybody up.
I think the important point here, the take-home message here is, we are further along today in our understanding of diet, training, nutrition, and supplementation, drug-free, than we were 20 years ago, allowing you to be leaner and still strong. Now, that doesn't mean you're going to be, you know, 4 or 5% body fat, you know, with popping abs. What it does mean is, you know, you no longer have to, you know, be a bloated mess, for lack of a better term, to squat big, to bench big, and to deadlift big.
But maybe you know what? I'm questioning whether you do. I think I have this funny notion, and I could be really off base. And I guess this was really what after I asked that question earlier, Wade, it kind of crystallized in my mind. I have this funny, strange notion that the body's representation of how heavy something is its normal baseline of carrying itself around. So let's say theoretically you're 140 pounds. Your body is pretty light. It gets used to feeling that lightness. And when you put something massively heavy on you, your body goes, whoa, this is really, really heavy. But when you are already 300 plus pounds, because it doesn't make sense to me why a guy who's 300 pounds and 47% body fat can lift more weight, and you keep talking about leverages, okay? And I'm thinking about the leverages. I understand how leverages work, but it doesn't make sense to me mechanically why a guy who's 300 and, let's say, 40 pounds and 37% body fat, and another guy who is almost exactly the same amount of weight as that other guy's lean body mass can't lift as much weight as him when he has all the same machinery, theoretically, to lift the weight other than the mass that's not doing any work. And I have a funny feeling that the body somehow makes decisions on how heavy something is by comparing it to how heavy it is without the weight on it. I know this sounds totally insane. I know a lot of people out there going, Carl, you really, you know, gone down left field here. But I know I can't verbalize what I'm thinking, but there's something there. There's a mechanism there. You know what I mean?
Well, I think what goes to try to tie it into what you're saying there, I think if you're talking about the typical person, yes, I would absolutely agree with that, because I think mass, for the sake of mass, will always be able to move more weight. You take your 340-pound guy and your 200-pound guy, and you put them, you know, in a moving, I don't know, like a hay, you know, hay bales.
Yeah.
The bigger guy is going to be able to move. I've seen that over and over growing up as a kid. But I think when it comes to weightlifting, especially once someone has trained, there's a whole different set of triggers there, where I think, you know, mindset and the time training, training specifically, where you will see, and you're seeing it now, where you see 220, 242, 275 pound guys that are lifting and in some instances eclipsing, especially in this day and age, what the 308s and the super heavyweights are doing, yeah, by and large.
Yeah.
So I think in terms of average, I think your statement is spot on. But I think when it comes to athletic ability, especially even at an intermediate level, you will start to see, you know, a significant difference. You'll see, you know, a guy that has a lot more lean, carrying a lot more lean muscle can lift an inordinate amount of weight. And then you take that same guy that weighs 340 that hasn't trained near as hard, and the weights don't follow just because he's big.
Yeah.
And a classic example is, and again, I'd make, you know, I'm not lean, I don't have abs or anything like that, but at my biggest, when I stood next to another 350-pound guy, I carried a huge amount, and I still do, a huge amount of muscle mass.
Yeah,
and how that, you know, stacks up to the guy that's, you know, the weekend warrior or is just at the intermediate level is dramatically different. So I think to speak to your statement, I think as you're more experienced, more trained, for me, I needed the mass as a 40 plus lifter, and drug free to squat 1,000.
Right.
But I think, you know, you're seeing more and more, especially like Rob said, and I think it's even dramatic, not even just from 20 years ago, but from 10 years ago, how we trained, what we knew, and how we eat and how we supplement has come so quickly that you are seeing lighter weight classes lift more and more and more weight.
Yeah, you know what? What we're talking about here equals power equals mass times acceleration. For the longest time in our sport, there was a focus on mass. Acceleration was brought into play, not only from our cousins on the track, but also, you know, Louis Simmons and his speed work and so forth. When you do see somebody that is, let's say, lighter but stronger, it's usually due to a sharper central nervous system, stronger tendons and ligaments, and speed. Speed is the element that makes that person stronger. They are able to move a barbell quicker. Now, before I forget, I'm going to go off a little bit because I feel real strongly about this. There's a lot of folks, let's say between the ages of 15 and 25, that are afraid to eat because they don't want to lose their abs. Please don't make this mistake. You are in your prime hormonal years. Make hay while the sun is shining. You've still got a cardiovascular system, heart, lungs, arteries that are going to support the heavy eating that needs to be done. And there is a physiological mechanism tied in with overfeeding, whether it's short-term or long-term. And it's, you know, Millward's bag theory, which is the muscle cell, if you can picture it like a water balloon. When you blow that up with glycogen, with water, with amino acids and intramuscular fats, the stretching of that muscle cell leads to growth. You know, there are very good studies done that have been done on simply the anabolic effects, muscle growth effects of overfeeding. Forget training on top of that. As Wade pointed out, you show me a 300-pound person, and most of the time I will be able to show you somebody that's carrying more muscle tissue than a 150-pound person, despite the fact that that 300-pound guy doesn't even train with weights.
No, and it is true. When you eat, the body doesn't just grow body fat. It grows muscle and body fat, and the ratios between those two will be determined by two things: whether or not you are training in the gym to stimulate muscle growth, and the quality of food that you're eating. And here's what I want to do. I want to take a commercial break, and I want to know, Wade, I know that you love pizza, but I got to believe that that's not all you eat. I want to know what the quality of food should be. What type of food should somebody be eating if their exclusive goal is muscle strength? Wade, plug your websites, please.
You can reach me at weightliftingdiscussion.com. There's a forum, johnsonstrengthgroup.com. I have a Facebook page. And email me anytime at supersquat800@yahoo.com.
Of course. And then Rob Regish, we'll talk about Synthogen in the next segment so people know what's going on, because it is going to be delivered here very shortly. You're listening to Superhuman Radio. Stay tuned. Later in the show, Adele Musa, you know him affectionately as Professor Dr. Andro, will be shedding the light on a designer antioxidant that has the potential to extend life by 100%. Stay tuned. We'll be right back. Six Oxo is back thanks to Iron Mag Lab, the gold standard for testosterone boosting and estrogen reduction that all other over-the-counter aromatase inhibitors are compared to, is 6-Oxo progesterone. 6-Oxo is the active ingredient in the new E-Control RX from Iron Mag Labs. Iron Mag Labs has resurrected the beast that has been clinically shown to raise free testosterone by as much as 226%. As men age, estrogen rises and testosterone drops. E-Control RX can help reverse this from happening. E-Control RX is suitable for post-cycle therapy to jumpstart natural testosterone production. Get E-Control RX today. Go to ironmaglabs.com today. I have never endorsed a training guide before The Blueprint by Rob Regish. The Blueprint combines the best techniques for building muscle and gaining strength with the best tips on supplementation and nutrition. Everyone who has used The Blueprint has surpassed their expectations in muscular gains in record time. You'll learn how to break through any plateau, how to make gains from every single workout, and all for the price of a single supplement purchase. Get your copy of The Blueprint today by going to superhumanradio.com and clicking the Blueprint banner ad. Order today and get copies of both The Blueprint 2.0 and 3.0, plus ongoing support on The Blueprint Forum to ensure your success.
You may not recognize Muscle Gauge Nutrition, but that's because they've been in the background as a private label manufacturer for some of your favorite brands. Now get ready to hear their name a lot as an introductory offer. Get 5 pounds of pure whey protein isolate for as little as $11 a pound and get free shipping too. Each 30-gram scoop contains the requisite amount of leucine to stimulate stimulate the anabolic response. Check out these flavors: cake batter, chocolate, cinnamon bun, ice cream sandwich, rocky road, strawberry, vanilla, and unflavored. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Muscle Gauge banner ad and use the coupon code SUPER. That's S-U-P-E-R today.
Testosterone is the king of anabolic hormones, and Test Charge is unlike any testosterone amplifier you have ever tried, because only Test Charge has taxadrol, a substance that grows in only one place in the world and is only found in Test Charge. Test Charge will jack your testosterone levels like illegal agents, but rest assured, there are no banned substances in Test Charge. Test Charge is the secret weapon used by IFBB legend Flex Wheeler. And now you can join the pro ranks. Go to AAEFX.com to learn more about where you can find Test Charge today.
You already know how great the Testo 100 Transdermal Testosterone Boosting Patch is. Well, now it's even better. The new and improved Testo 100 patch now contains D-aspartic acid, stinging nettle root, and androstenotrione to increase free testosterone while reducing sex hormone binding globulin and aromatase enzyme. It's still made in FDA-certified labs and contains all the great ingredients that made it work originally. But now it's even better, bypassing the stomach to deliver its ingredients throughout the day for greater increases in energy, libido, and muscle-building, fat-burning effects. Get 50% off when you use the coupon code SHR4. Go to AGEFORCE.com and use the coupon code SHR4 and get your new Testo 100 patch today.
From the iconic metabolic expert, Dr. Scott Conley, comes Physique 2.0. Physique 2.0 is the only meal replacement with MetaFX, Beta-FAOCHO. That's a long way of saying the only carbohydrate supplement that has been clinically shown to burn fat. Just like the complete milk protein in Physique 2.0 promotes fat burn, so does the carbohydrate source. This is the first ever food source that can burn fat while building muscle. What are you waiting for? Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Physique 2.0 banner ad to learn more.
Listen strong. It's Superhuman Radio.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. Check out my blog today, where I defend some disparaging remarks that were made about my interview with Dr. Cordain. Dr. Cordain is a pioneer in paleo. 2005, I interviewed him the first time. No one was talking about paleo back then. Now that paleo nutrition is popular, there's a lot of latecomers who want to position themselves as all-important gurus. Well, guess what? Dr. Lauren Cordain was the one who started the movement. Okay. So what is quality nutrition, in your humble opinion, Wade?
Well, I can only tell you what I've eaten, and what I would eat a lot of is I would eat a lot of chicken, I ate a lot of fish, and not just tuna from the can that, you know, is so popular. I would grill all sorts of different fish, and I ate a lot of steak, a lot of very lean ground beef. There's a store close by that I can get 96%, and those are the types of things that I ate. And like you said, I've been known to eat an inordinate amount of pizza, and but by and large, when I was training at my heaviest, I had red meat probably at least every other day, but chicken, turkey, and fish throughout each day.
Dark meat chicken too, right?
Oh, everything. You know, it was not uncommon at my biggest. It was not uncommon for me to, you know, eat a half or a whole chicken at a meal. Yeah. No problem.
I got to believe that, because I eat a half chicken. There's a restaurant here in town that makes an amazing rotisserie chicken. It's got some really good seasoning on it, but the skin is real crispy. And personally, I like the dark meat. I eat the back. And I mean, I literally eat the bones from the spine. I chew them up and swallow them. They just break up in your mouth. But, okay, so Rob, what do you think? What is considered quality nutrition if strength is the goal?
Well, here's how I do it. Much like Wade, I tank up first on lean proteins, chicken, fish, definitely red meat. You know, Wade nailed it right there. There's something to it. We're starting to understand why. We know red meat is rich in creatine and arachidonic acid and other nutrients, heme iron and so forth. Once that's down, as well as the, you know, good complex carbohydrates, now that the majority of your, let's say, hunger has been satisfied, but you've got room for more. And what I would suggest is, if you're going to bulk and you need to add calories. I would not do so with sugars and candy bars and that kind of dirty bulk. I do it with fats. And the reason I do it with fats is very simple. The better you manage your insulin on a bulk, the leaner you will be. Fats will not raise insulin nearly as much as sugars, as you know. So a quick and dirty and easy way to do it are what we used to call olive oil shooters.
Yeah.
You take a shot glass, you fill it up with olive oil, and you do a shot. And you do that three times a day. You've just added 1,000 quality calories because they're omega 9, largely fatty acids. Now, what's that going to do? Those 1,000 extra calories that you've just added to your diet are designed to spare the protein and resulting amino acids that you've eaten to do their job, which is to say, be incorporated as new muscle tissue. It logically follows that if your maintenance calories are 3,000 and you only eat 3,000, you're not going to have any cement left over to grow new muscle with. You need to give your body cement. That cement should be in the form of protein, but in order for it to be available and not oxidized or used for energy, you either need to have an excess of carbohydrates or fat in your diet to spare the proteins. I do it with fat. Much easier to hit your caloric goals, much easier to manage insulin.
The only caveat I would say about the olive oil shooters is don't do them on an empty stomach.
Don't do more than
one at a time unless you want to be dumping that cement all afternoon in the potty.
Yeah.
Because
you know what?
Oh, worse.
I don't know if I'd go for all three, let's say, right out of the gate.
No.
Work yourself into it. And when I went from 195 to 250, I did so drinking in part, and this is the truth, 2 cups of vegetable oil a day.
Ew.
I went to the gusto.
Oh, God. I don't know how the hell you
do
that.
I'm a badass. There's no effing way. There's no effing way I'm drinking 2 cups
I would, of that. If I drank that, I'd step into the bathroom and then you'd hear beep, 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 beep. Cement.
Don't go for the gusto off the top. You need to do what you need to do. But, you know, work into it slowly. But, yeah, it works, and it works like a charm.
Yeah.
I agree. I mean, it's one of the things that we would look at fats by adding, like, flax oil, MCT oil. MCT oil is one of my favorites, but it's expensive. Olive oil and things of that nature to get not only the calories but get it through, you know, a healthy fat. And, you know, what it would do for our joints, what it does for your skin, what it does for your hair, you know, and versus trying to eat so many carbs or sugar. I've always tried to eat plenty of vegetables, but again, when I was trying to put on the most amount of weight, it was how much protein could I take in and then how much of the healthy fats I could take in.
See, and that's where the magic is, in my opinion. That's the one thing that I don't agree with in Dr. Susan Kleiner's book, Power Eating, and that is that she does it the traditional dietetic model. And what she does is it's protein, carbohydrates and protein in the same amounts and then a lot less fat. I like Dr. DePasquale's approach where it's protein and fat. And then your carbohydrates from healthy things like vegetables and yams and oatmeal and stuff like that. Because, I mean, my God, Rob, as you so aptly point out, you want to eat 3,000 calories extra a day? Add some fat to your diet. Of recent, I've really grown fond of macadamia nuts, and they're so inexpensive at Trader Joe's. I mean, holy mackerel, a handful of macadamia nuts is like 160 calories. I can eat 5 handfuls in seconds. In seconds, I'm done. It's like, oh, wow, I just added 600 calories to my, and I can do that 3 or 4 times a day.
You know, the old-timers knew this was true. Yeah, as an example, you probably recall Rio Blair's protein, you know, way back in the day.
Yeah,
well. The fact of the matter is, almost all of the old-timers, and Vince Gironda was famous for this too, mix their protein shakes in either half and half or
cream.
Heavy cream.
Right.
And they they referred to these things as growth fats, and not without some merit, because if you know the biological pathway, cholesterol is the starter material for hormones in the body, including testosterone.
Yep.
Right.
Which explains eloquently why when we all went on the no-fat diet back in the 1980s, you know, I was eating 4,000-plus calories a day, most of it from Gainer's fuel, and getting in the single digits, you know, worth of fat, and my strength was plummeting.
Right.
Well, you know, now we know why.
Yeah. Yeah, there's no way to do without fats. All right, let's take our last commercial break. When we come back, we're going to talk a little bit about Synthogen. Because Rob is now delivering it to those of you who've been waiting patiently. I know there's been a lot of pre-orders, so we're going to talk about that, and we'll wrap up the show. Stay tuned. You're listening to Superhuman Radio. We'll be right back.
For there is nothing that we can relax. Take it easy. Blame it on me or blame it on you.
Orbit Nutrition carries over 1,000 of the hottest nutritional supplements, performance enhancers, and nutraceuticals on the planet. And now, Superhuman Radio listeners get an additional 5% off their everyday low prices by using the coupon code SHR5. That's SHR and the number 5. Choose from products like Quest Protein Bars, iForce Nutrition, Iron Mag Labs, and more. Check out Orbit's daily deals for special insane blowout prices. Log on to the Orbit Nutrition Forum and get feedback about the products you're shopping for, and get an additional 5% off using the coupon code SHR5. Orbit Nutrition. Fast, reliable, competitive, international. Why shop anywhere else?
The ingredients in Bridge read like a who's who of hormones and natural compounds designed to increase muscle mass, focus, and libido so you can keep all your hard-earned muscle gains as you cycle off or diet down. Bridge is not fairy dust. Ingredients like Fatogea, Pregenolone, Phosphatidylserine, and Alpha-GPC ensure you maintain an anabolic environment while Uricoma, Longifolia, Murabuama, Lepidium Mayeni, and Resveratrol keep you feeling strong and focused just the way you were on cycle. Bridge is the most unique supplement on the market that works anytime. Check out Bridge today at needtobuildmuscle.net. Don't lose your gains.
Bridge. I usually avoid protein bars because they're generally just candy in disguise. But that's all changed now. With Quest Protein Bars, we can enjoy dessert again without the guilt. With 20 grams of whey isolate protein, tons of prebiotic fiber, no sugar added, and only 2 to 6 grams of active carbohydrates per bar, Quest Bars will keep you full and lean. I've never endorsed a protein bar before because I simply didn't trust them. That's all changed with the Quest Bar. Not just because of what's in them, but more so for what's not. Go to superhumanradio.com today and click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad. Start enjoying dessert again.
I have never endorsed a training guide before, The Blueprint by Rob Regish. The Blueprint combines the best techniques for building muscle and gaining strength with the best tips on supplementation and nutrition. Everyone who has used The Blueprint has surpassed their expectations in muscular gains in record time. You'll learn how to break through any plateau, how to make gains from every single workout, and all for the price of a single supplement purchase. Get your copy of The Blueprint today by going to superhumanradio.com and clicking the Blueprint banner. Order today and get copies of both the Blueprint 2.0 and 3.0, plus ongoing support on the Blueprint Forum to ensure your success.
Thousands of Superhuman Radio listeners already know how well GLC 2000 works at repairing joints and cartilage, and it's the best price on the market, milligram for milligram. Now GLC Direct is offering a special that my listeners can take advantage of. Buy one, get one free of any GLC 2000 product. That's right. Buy one of your favorite GLC 2000 products and get one free. Capsules or raw powder. Just mention Superhuman Radio and buy one, get one free today. Call 866-452-3473 or click the GLC banner ad on superhumanradio.com. Offer limited to one per household.
From the iconic metabolic expert, Dr. Scott Conley, comes Physique 2.0. Physique 2.0 is the only meal replacement with MetaFX, beta-FAOCHO. That's a long way of saying the only carbohydrate supplement that has been clinically shown to burn fat. Just like the complete milk protein in Physique 2.0 promotes fat burn, so does the carbohydrate source. This is the first ever food source that can burn fat while building muscle. What are you waiting for? Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Physique 2.0 banner ad to learn more.
Get stronger. Feel younger. It's Superhuman Radio.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. Talking with Rob Regish and Coach Wade Johnson today. The takeaway from today's show should be, you can't be too restrictive with your diet when your goals are strength. It's not supposed to be a torture session. You should be eating enough and feeling strong. That's the bottom line. You think eating frequency makes a difference, Wade?
For strength, I think it does. For gaining weight, it really depends on the person. I've got a couple of guys in the gym that are 148s, 165, and what we found to put mass on them is we had to slow the frequency down. I had one guy, Chris, he's about 26, 27 years old. He was eating 6-7 times a day and just could not hold on to any weight. And, you know, and the guy's, you know, metabolic rate was, you know, probably humming at all times.
Right.
And so we slowed it down to 4 times and really upped the amount he was eating, you know, at a time. And he was able to then put on weight. I was eating at my biggest, I was eating at least 6 times a day, you know, and that was just to keep, you know, the to maintain 360, 365 pounds
right.
of body weight, especially at my age, just required the calories. There was no way that occasionally I've sat down and had those meals that, you know, you tell stories about,
right.
you know, as an old power lifter, and I've got a few of those meals that are pretty staggering. That there's no way in hell I could touch it now. You know, I had that way I could eat. I wouldn't be so full that I couldn't move. For me, eating 6 times a day seemed to work out well.
So Rob, it's actually the opposite of what you do in bodybuilding. You actually do want that insulin spike. You do want the body to hold on to every morsel that you're eating, as opposed to in bodybuilding, you want to ramp up your metabolism so that the body fat doesn't stick to you, right?
Well, I think the real answer to the question here is maybe not frequency as much as it is timing. Once you learn to time your meals, calories, and macronutrients correctly, and in particular I'm talking about in and around exercise, you've just struck gold. Part of that is because exercise opens a window, meaning what's often referred to as the post-workout window of opportunity. This is a fancy way of saying that exercised muscle cells, particularly those that have been worked via resistance training, now become like a sponge. They are very receptive to nutrients, in particular glycogen from glucose, from carbohydrates in your diet, and amino acids from the protein that you're eating. Provided that you can get most of your nutrition in for the day during and, let's say, in the 2 hours after that workout, I think you stand to reap big dividends.
Yeah, absolutely. Okay, so should we pay attention to carbohydrate quality, you think, Rob?
You should, but it's important to consider the other components of the meal. Here's a great example. You know, everybody looks at a rice cake and sees it as a diet food. The sad fact is, you know, it has a glycemic index of over 100. Now, I don't know about you. I don't eat rice cakes, but I can't imagine the people that do eat them in isolation because they taste like cardboard.
Right.
My point is, you put a dab of peanut butter on that, and the fats will slow down the glycemic index and the resulting insulin release dramatically. Ditto for fiber, which is another great tip is if you're carrying around a water bottle, and you should if you're a strength athlete to stay hydrated, load it with some Benefiber. Fiber will likewise slow down the release of glucose in the bloodstream. Virtually nobody eats you should not be, as a strength athlete, in my opinion, eating carbohydrates in isolation, nor proteins or even fats.
Yeah, so it has to be everything in each meal. There's no doubt right. about it. All right, let's.
That's why pizza is so good.
Yep, there you go.
See, I've been right all this time.
And you know what?
Don't forget the sodium, right?
And in the public school system, it's considered a vegetable.
Oh my God!
So there you go. Anyway, all right, Rob, talk about Synthogen just for a moment before we end the interview. You've had a lot of people pre-order this stuff, and you've been waiting for it now, right?
Yeah, I'm really excited about it. It ships out Tuesday. First things first. A little bit of truth. Neither Synthogen nor any supplement is going to put muscle on you if you're training in
what?
Diet.
What? What? Wait a minute. Hold on a second. Alisa, cancel my order of Synthogen.
No supplement, not a single one, is going to put a speck of muscle on you if you are not training, dieting correctly, and sleeping well at night.
Yeah.
And that's from the guy that's selling it. Now, that's why I wrote the book. But having said that, I traveled for a living in my previous job. And anybody that travels for a living or is just in, you know, the process of daily life knows that sometimes, more often than not, if you don't plan for it, your only option in the nutritional desert that is America is usually Krusty Burger. And there's only one thing that you can count on from those kind of meals, and that's a big insulin surge.
Right.
What I attempted to do and what I did do with Synthogen was I said to myself, if I'm going to get a big insulin surge, then I want a lot of nice goodies for that insulin to carry along with it into the muscle cell. It's loaded with essential amino acids, every single, you know, brick, if you will, that your body needs to build new muscle tissue. It likewise stimulates protein synthesis pretty much on demand because it's capsules and they go to work almost immediately. It's not like an intact protein that needs to be broken down. And it also contains a pretty generous amount of peak ATP and glucose disposal agents. And that's important because if you're going to be taking in these big carbohydrate-heavy meals, then you want those carbohydrates to be stored preferentially as glycogen inside the muscle tissue versus stored as triglyceride. So at the end of the day, Synthogen is a very convenient, easily implemented tool that is a nutrient repartitioner. It is not magic. It is not a drug. But it does help you get better results faster from your training and your diet. And that's what any good supplement should strive to do.
Yeah, absolutely. I agree 100%. Wade, what's going on with Ogrewear clothing? Is it still on the website? Are people ordering it? What's going on?
It is still on the website. I do get an occasional order, like we were talking about off air before we came on. Everything about my life right now has been centered on this wedding that's in just a hair over 2 weeks. And once that is done, there will be some time to focus on some business things and get that rolling again. I've got some things that, you know, some new things, especially for the ladies. There's a female Ogre logo now, and so there will be some more options that we'll add to the website when the time comes.
And Wade, did you ever get anyone ever contact you that said they saw a guy in the airport in Arizona wearing the shirt?
No, I never got. I remember you telling me the story. I haven't heard that, but I've had people come to the gym that have seen Ogrewear T-shirts like in the oddest of places. So it's one of those things. It's a neat thing because it's just something that basically, you know, has started in the gym and I've sold out of the back of the car. And but yeah, we see it pop up in some odd places for sure.
Let me be the first to say, Wade's T-shirts make you look bigger than you actually are.
Yes.
They're fantastic.
They increase your bench press, too. You could call it your first benching shirt. You know, I just got a message on Facebook, and this is a really good question. What about digestive issues? I mean, there's some people out there who have digestive issues, and now we're saying, hey, you got to ramp up your intake. You got to eat, you know, bigger meals and so on. And what if their digestive situation is such that when it's time to eat another one of these 1,000-calorie meals, they just can't get it down? Who wants to jump in?
I have an opinion on that.
Go ahead.
First, that speaks to going slow. You know, don't increase your meal size from 500 to 1,000. You know, go from 5 to 6 to 7 to 750 and that way. Secondly, liquid feeds. It's a lot easier to drink 1,000 calories than it is to eat them. Which is why I usually counsel some form of liquid nutrition in a thermos to bring with you everywhere that you go, and it's already pre-digested.
What do you think about that liquid? Do you drink a lot of your calories, Wade?
Not anymore. Now, when I was trying to put on the weight, I did, yes. But I got to agree with Rob. That's the whole idea behind, you know, the protein drinks. Is, you know, trying to eat that much whole food would be just about, you know, unless you're me. I mean, I can, I can go. You know, I can really eat, and I've never really had the digestive issues. If I ate too big of a meal, like right before bed, I might have a little bit of acid reflux. You know, but that's more the exception than the rule. And so that's where the protein drinks come in. And I agree with Rob. It's just like when people want to change a food plan to lose weight, don't start doing all these full sail changes, because it's setting you up to fail, whether you're trying to put on size or whether you're trying to shed some extra pounds. It, you know, slow and steady wins the race, and nothing is a sprint, because you're going to stumble. And then I have used and prescribed, you know, digestive enzymes, or I try to do it like with bromelain or pineapple, you know, something that they can eat that will help the digestive system. And a lot of times I firmly believe this. I think hydration will either aid or fix more issues. I think when people are underhydrated, I think everything changes, even the digestive system.
Yeah, I agree with that. I agree with that 100%. Listen, guys, we've come to the end of the show. Wade, please plug your websites again.
Again, you can reach me at weightliftingdiscussion.com. There's a training forum. Johnson Strength Group is where Ogreware can be found. I have a Facebook page, and email me anytime at supersquat800@yahoo.com.
And, of course, there is right now a banner ad to get a copy of the blueprint on superhumanradio.com.
And the Synthogen information is right on your right as you scroll down.
Right. And then we will have a specific banner ad for the Synthogen product here very shortly. Within the next day or so, it'll be up there on superhumanradio.com. So if you're listening to the podcast, it may already be up there. Guys, thanks for being on the show today.
Great to be with you guys, always.
Okay.
Thank you both.
All right, so stay tuned. When we come back, Adele Musa, affectionately known as Professor Dr. Andro, will be talking about a new molecule, a new antioxidant molecule that holds the promise of doubling the lifespan of humans. This is exciting stuff. Not only are we going to talk about it, I'm going to tell you how you can get your hands on it. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
If you're like me, you avoid the insulin spike from eating pasta, but not anymore. Miracle Noodle is the world's first no-calorie, no-carbohydrate noodle. You heard me right. Now you can enjoy pasta dishes and stay on your low-carb diet. They have fettuccine, linguine, rigatoni, and more. Even angel hair pasta is now a no-calorie, no-carb food. And Miracle Noodle tastes great. So go to superhumanradio.com today and click the Miracle Noodle banner ad to learn more about how you can start enjoying pasta again, even when you're dieting. Find your miracle noodle at superhumanradio.com today.
Are your goals longevity, endurance, vitality, or wellness? Well, you'll find everything you're looking for at uscellwellness.com. US Cell Wellness was founded on the belief that total well-being begins at the most basic cellular level. Their natural supplements are designed to work with the body to achieve health and vitality. Their formulas are backed by a team of nutritional researchers, healthcare professionals, and nutritional supplement biochemists. Whether you're concern for your own wellness or a clinician caring for others, it all starts at uscellwellness.com. Save 20% off your first purchase when you use the coupon code SUPER.
From the most advanced supplement company on the planet, Primordial Performance, comes the new Andro series. Andro Lean is a thermogenic aid that will promote lipolysis and incinerate body fat. Andro Mass creates explosive gains and is highly anabolic. Andro Hard will turn your muscles into granite hard stone while increasing sex drive and maximizing strength. The Andro series represents the most advanced delivery systems available anywhere. These are non-methylated and completely liver safe and non-toxic. Buy one or stack all of the new Andro series products today at primordialperformance.com. Thousands of Superhuman Radio listeners already know how well GLC 2000 works at repairing joints and cartilage, and it's the best price on the market, milligram for milligram. Now GLC Direct is offering a special that my listeners can take advantage of. Buy one, get one free of any GLC 2000 product. That's right. Buy one of your favorite GLC 2000 products and get one free. Capsules or raw powder. Just mention Superhuman Radio and buy one, get one free today. Call 866-452-3473 or click the GLC banner ad on superhumanradio.com. Offer limited to one per household.
You may not recognize Muscle Gauge Nutrition, but that's because they've been in the background is a private label manufacturer for some of your favorite brands. Now get ready to hear their name a lot as an introductory offer. Get 5 pounds of pure whey protein isolate for as little as $11 a pound and get free shipping too. Each 30 gram scoop contains the requisite amount of leucine to stimulate the anabolic response. Check out these flavors: cake batter, chocolate, cinnamon bun, ice cream sandwich, rocky road, strawberry, vanilla, and unflavored. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Muscle Gauge banner ad and use the coupon code SUPER. That's SUPER today.
No other peptide supplier has a more complete offering than Southern Research Companies. And no other peptide supplier can boast that all their research peptides are manufactured inside the United States in Tier 1 labs. Whether you're looking for IGF-1, Long R3, GHRP6, GHRP2, Melanotan 2, Mechano Growth Factor, or PT-141, or hard-to-find peptides like Triptorelin or Follistatin, you'll find them at Southern Research Companies. Free shipping on orders over $150. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Southern Research banner ad today and do business with the most trusted name in research peptides, Southern Research Company.
You're listening to the Superhuman Channel. Don't hate us because we feel good.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. Okay. My next guest, I have the proud pleasure to refer to him by his real name, finally, and that is Adele Musa. How are you doing, Adele?
I'm fine.
And those out there who don't know who you are, we know you as Professor Dr. Andro. And you finally come forth using your name, getting the credit that you deserve, and I appreciate that very much. Okay, so there's a lot of excitement going on about this segment we're doing right now because, first of all, it appears that there may be some validity to the notion that antioxidants or reducing oxidative stress can actually extend life. Want to talk about that first?
Well, In fact, the current study would support this hypothesis, but in the last weeks, or I should say months, there has been several scientists and several peer-reviewed studies and reviews claiming that the original hypothesis that oxidative damage was the main reason we age is or must be somewhat flawed. And only, I think, 2 months ago, there was the whole hoopla around the study that showed that vitamin pills would kill you because all those antioxidants would not cure or prevent cancer, but rather induce cancer.
Yes.
And this is just one of the many bricks that appeared to be falling right out of the hypothesis that oxidative damage is the main reason we don't live forever. But the current study would actually support that at least to a certain degree, the original hypothesis that the oxidative damage that our body suffers from our everyday life, but also, of course, toxicants and other things we are exposed to, that this is actually what makes us aging, because the main mechanism scientists at least believe that made the rodents in the study at hand live 90% longer or made their life expectancy or increased their life expectancy by 90% appears to be an antioxidant mechanism.
So but does oxidative stress simply wear us out mechanically, or does it damage something more sophisticated like our DNA?
Well, in a way, it's quite interesting that from a mechanistic standpoint or a point of view, you could really say that it does mechanical damage, because the main reason, or the term oxidation, is maybe not really, it refers only to part of what is happening. In general, we are talking about certain molecules that are highly reactive, and therefore they are called reactive oxygen specimen, because in this case this is an oxygen molecule, but there are also other highly reactive molecules, and they are floating around in our bodies either freely, or they are bound in cell membranes or within fatty tissues, and they are able to react relatively easily with other important things in our body. And the damage that results from these rather uncontrolled reactions is something that is actually quite natural, because a certain degree of this oxidative damage appears to be actually necessary for our bodies to repair themselves, or rather to keep the repair cycle intact. Because in essence, none of our cells is really intended to live forever. It has to undergo apoptosis. That means it has to die at a certain time point and should be replaced. At least for most of our cells, this is the case. And in fact, this is what scientists have been speculating about as of late, that one of the problems with antioxidants is that they could in fact make cells that are already damaged live longer and make them develop into cancer cells, because they would have them survive until they adopt this cancer-specific mechanism, which renders cancer cells basically, well, you could say, immortal.
And but see, and this is the same argument made against telomerase activators, that somehow by increasing telomere repair and telomere length can actually make cancers more threatening. But cancer cells are already immortal. In fact, part of the problem with cancer cells is that they appear to increase independently of what's going on in the rest of the body. In the cancer cells themselves, they appear to increase telomerase to some degree. So I don't understand this notion that everything always comes down to, well, it may make cancer grow faster. Why can't it be that oxidative stress is to the body what friction is to the automobile engine? And while yes, there may be a threat that antioxidants could potentially perpetuate a cancer cell, why can't it be that if you have antioxidant value going on, that these cancer cells won't form in the first place? Is there any evidence that that is true?
Well, in essence, it appears that this is true, because many in vitro studies would suggest that by antioxidative mechanisms you could actually prevent cancer from developing. But the problem appears to be that the human body is, of course, a very complex system, and you cannot really translate in vitro studies you did in the Petri dish into what is going to happen in your body. And when I take up your analogy with a car, if you have brakes on your car, you could, of course, go and try to repair those brakes every day and every month, but there is a certain time point where you have to take special measures. Either you completely replace your brakes, which would be you let the cell die and replace it by a new one, or the brakes must be specially fortified. And this is a very distinct point in the lifespan of a cell. And usually it should actually undergo apoptosis. That means it should actually die at that point. And this would be because it cannot get more, it rather oxidizes itself. And if there are oxidants, antioxidants floating around at this time and point, this is at least one of the hypotheses trying to explain the actual experimental data we see. If at this time and point antioxidants are floating around, they prevent this apoptotic, the cell death, and enable the cell to go one step further into this, to develop into the cancer cell, of which you totally correctly pointed out that when cancer actually developed, then antioxidants probably wouldn't hurt it anyway.
Right, it's immortalized already. Okay, so this idea that antioxidants can actually perpetuate healthy cells. Let's forget about cancer for a second. That they can actually perpetuate the healthy cells to continue to replicate and cause the body to minimize the overall damage of life. What are the worst offenders that cause oxidative stress of the body, Adele?
Well, it's a two-tiered system. On the one hand, we have got all these oxidative molecules our body produces itself. And the reactive oxidant species, for example, they are produced in every normal cell to a certain degree, and therefore they also have signaling function. That means if a regular living cell produces reactive oxygen species, this is a signal for your body to see at which level it's functioning and if it's still functioning correctly. For example, damaged mitochondria will produce exorbitant amounts of reactive oxygen species, and this is another hypothesis which would explain why antioxidants could potentially be harmful, because when your body does not notice that the cell is starting to get damaged because it does not see the reactive oxygen species coming from the cell because they are scavenged, as people say, by antioxidants, then the signaling system or the signaling cascade is set out of action. But in general, I think that in today's environment, a very important factor and maybe also a reason why we actually need more antioxidants in our society is that, of course, there are a whole lot of exogenous molecules or things we eat, things we drink that cause oxidative damage, which has to be either repaired or we have to defend ourselves with antioxidants in the first place. Now, the next problem appears to be that all the studies investigating, for example, the consumption of vegetables or fruit or real foods with complex antioxidants in them, all those studies appear to show that actually consumption of these foods increases lifespan. On the other hand, we have all these supplement studies where individual vitamins or other nutrients were given in isolation, and those resulted into problems, or those did not extend the lifespan. And in some cases, there is even data supporting the hypothesis that people died earlier who consumed, for example, high amounts of vitamin E or other antioxidants. And this is an interesting point because as in so many systems in our body, there appears to be a very close interaction between the different antioxidants and between the different antioxidant systems. That means if one antioxidant, if you imagine it works like a kamikaze warrior, that is, it scavenges a radical and becomes toxic in a way itself, mm-hmm. then you need another antioxidant to recycle the used antioxidant. And this could be one reason why supplementation with isolated antioxidants is particularly harmful.
Because it actually throws off that homeostatic balance, apparently. Because then you don't have the adjunct antioxidants that need to do their job.
Yeah, it's like you have complex machinery with all those little wheels, and you start spinning one wheel extremely fast and start slowing down the other at the same time.
Right,
and they all make. Gets broken.
Yes. This is an excellent point. Excellent point. Fantastic information. We're going to take a commercial break. You can read some of Adele Moose's writings by going to the single best blog on the internet, which is Supversity, SUPPVERSITY.com. Stay tuned. We're going to not only discuss this unique antioxidant molecule, but Adele is going to tell you where you can get it. But you probably have to rob a bank first. We'll be right back. From the
most advanced supplement company on the planet, Primordial Performance, comes the new Andro series. Andro Lean is a thermogenic aid that will promote lipolysis and incinerate body fat. Andro Mass creates explosive gains and is highly anabolic. Andro Hard will turn your muscles into granite hard stone while increasing sex drive and maximizing strength. The Andro series represents the most advanced delivery systems available anywhere. These are non-methylated and completely liver safe and non-toxic. Buy one or stack all of the new Andro series products today at primordialperformance.com.
Eat dessert again with the new 100% natural line of high protein, low carb Quest protein bars. I love lemon cream pie and strawberry cheesecake, but you can choose from chocolate peanut butter, coconut cashew, or cinnamon roll as well. No matter which one you try, you'll feel like you're eating dessert. But this is no ordinary dessert. With 20 grams of high quality whey protein isolate, 17 grams of prebiotic fiber, and sweetened with stevia, these bars will make you feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad to learn more about these clean and delicious protein bars.
Sissies may want to stop listening now. Super DMZ is the most powerful legal compound available on the market today, bar none. Super DMZ will give you lean muscle and strength gains at comparable rates to the anabolic steroid Dianabol with none of the water retention or bloat. Super DMZ contains Superdrol dimethazine, not to be confused with other Superdrol knockoffs. Get Super DMZ while supplies last at IronMagLabs.com. Don't wait too long because Super DMZ is sure to be added to the government ban list. Go to IronMagLabs.com today. Testosterone is the king of anabolic hormones, and Test Charge is unlike any testosterone amplifier you have ever tried because only Test Charge has taxadrol, a substance that grows in only one place in the world and is only found in Test Charge. Test Charge will jack your testosterone levels like illegal agents, but rest assured, there are no banned substances in Test Charge. Test Charge is the secret weapon used by IFBB legend Flex Wheeler. And now you can join the pro ranks. Go to AAEFX.com to learn more about where you can find Test Charge today. 6-Oxo is back thanks to Iron Mag Lab, the gold standard for testosterone boosting and estrogen reduction that all other over-the-counter aromatase inhibitors are compared to, is 6-Oxoprogesterone. 6-Oxo is the active ingredient in the new E-Control RX from Iron Mag Labs. Iron Mag Labs has resurrected the beast that has been clinically shown to raise free testosterone by as much as 226%. As men age, estrogen rises and testosterone drops. E-Control RX can help reverse this from happening. E-Control RX is suitable for post-cycle therapy to jumpstart natural testosterone production. Get E-Control RX today. Go to IronMagLabs.com today.
The ingredients in Bridge read like a who's who of hormones and natural compounds designed to increase muscle mass, focus, and libido so you can keep all your hard-earned muscle gains as you cycle off or diet down. Bridge is not fairy dust. Ingredients like Phytogea, Pregenolon, Phosphatidylserine, and Alpha-GPC ensure you maintain an anabolic environment while Uricoma, Longifolia, Murapuama, Lepidium mayeni, and Resveratrol keep you feeling strong and focused just the way you were on cycle. Bridge is the most unique supplement on the market that works anytime. Check out Bridge today at needtobuildmuscle.net. Don't lose your gains. Bridge.
Your radio just got ripped. It's Superhuman Radio.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. Adele, I actually just asked you this message in a text, but pronounce your last name properly for me.
It's Musa.
Musa. Okay, so I was saying it right. Okay, so this molecule that you have written about on the best blog on the internet, subversity.com. Talk a little bit about it. First of all, who is responsible for discovering it, manufacturing it, and why?
Well, in the end, you could say that it was not really designed as an antioxidant molecule, but maybe it's a sort of playing with molecules and trying to figure out what nature has in stock for us. Fullerene, that is the molecule, is a special carbon molecule, or it's attached from 60 carbon molecules, and it looks much like a soccer ball. And if you look at a soccer ball and you look at the stitches, then all those stitches would be they form those faces, and the whole structure is made up of carbon atoms.
Each of those segments would be a carbon atom, in other words.
Yeah, exactly. At the vertices, there are 60 vertices, and the carbon atoms are the carbon tubes connect the vertices. And in a way, scientists have always been fascinated about the different carbon structures. And one of the most people probably know is a diamond. A diamond is obviously also a special carbon structure, and the structure gives the diamond its strength and its ability to maintain high pressures. And as scientists knew that for very long, they have always been fascinated about constructing new molecules from carbons. And in the last 20 to 30 years, we have become very efficient in designing those new molecules. And one of the first of these carbon molecules was the so-called Buckminster fullerene. And this is exactly this buckyball, as they are also called. This this molecule is the one that was tested in the present study, because after chemists and physicists had lost some of their interest in their new toy, the other scientists realized that these molecules have special functions, or could have special functions. For example, as of now, many researchers in the medical field are trying to use similar nanomolecules, also made of carbons, to deliver drugs, for example, into certain tissues. Because those molecules are, first of all, they are very small, and second of all, they are very stable. Mm. So the idea is to use their ability to cross cell borders, and they can also cross the brain-blood barrier to deliver drugs into certain parts of your body.
So in other words, because of their shape, they're actually like little Trojan horses. They can encapsulate something and carry it along with them.
Exactly, and there are other molecules like the one that was studied in the study at hand that have slightly different properties and could of course hold different drugs. And the process they are produced by a chemical reaction. And interestingly, or maybe the main reason this C60, this molecule with the 60 vertices, was one of the first that occurred, is that it is the one that is highest in concentration when you process, or when you manufacture these molecules. And in fact, still there is about a 70% rate of those molecules, and they will then have to be filtered. And this is also a reason why it has gotten easier to produce those molecules, but it's still very expensive, and it's still you cannot do it at home here in your home lab, and not as with many of the other resources. Even when you go and try to buy it in China, it's still expensive.
Yeah, well, I don't want to get into the price yet, because I want to talk about that towards the end of the interview. But people can get this. So this molecule, how did they discover that it had antioxidant qualities?
I think when they got the basic idea that it could serve as a carrier. And of course, also whenever you come up with a certain molecule and you're treating it in the laboratory, you want to know if it's toxic to you, because otherwise you could, for example, hurt yourself. And when you have one of those very small molecules, there's always the danger that it could easily pass through the skin, even if you don't inject or ingest it. And therefore, people have always been trying to find out if it's toxic. And in fact, the study we are talking about today was not really a study to investigate the antioxidant effect. Well, in a sense, it was also designed to do that, but it was effectively not designed to prove that this is a means to extend lifespan. This was rather a side effect or a side outcome of the study.
Right. So they were just trying to find out if there was a danger in actually using the molecule. So how did they determine? So tell me a little bit about the study. How was it designed? What were the signs that this had some sort of antioxidant value when they were researching it?
Well, from previous studies, they already knew that if it was administered in the petri dish, it had anti-cancer effect, it had antioxidant effect. It also seemed to help against those amyloid plaques that Alzheimer's patients develop in their brain. And therefore, it would obviously be a good target as a therapeutic means. And in the study at hand, they wanted to test if it's toxic, if it's administered chronically. And one of the problems with this molecule is that when you would inject large doses at once, then those little molecules, they form a plaque. That means they attach to each other. And therefore, you have to use relatively low doses. And this made a long-term or longer-term study at least necessary. And in the specific study, they dissolved some of those nanomolecules in olive oil and administered it to rodents at a relatively low dose.
What was considered a low dose, Adele?
In this case, it was 0.8 milligrams per day. And this was only for the first week, and in the following weeks, they reduced the dose where they administered it only once a week and then every 2 weeks in the following months, up to 7 months. That means in the first week, we have a loading dose when people still believe that it was necessary to load on creatine.
Right.
They took those exorbitant doses, at least 10 to 20 times of the maintenance dose. It is somewhat similar, or it was done somewhat similar in the study, because they also wanted to see how these molecules accumulate in different tissues of the rodents.
Okay, so over the course of the study, what did they observe?
Well, first of all, they saw, and this was not really sure at the beginning, that it was effectively absorbed even if it was administered orally in the olive oil solution, but it worked slightly better. That is, the scientists achieved higher at higher tissue levels and especially tissue levels when it was administered into the peritoneal cavity. That is not really an injection into the vein, but rather into the space in between. Well. For humans, it would be the space between the organs and of the upper body.
Right. So
into
the viscera, in other words, just randomly into the viscera, right above the stomach, generally, right?
Well, there's a little cavity, so it's not really into the viscera, but it's deeper below. You would need a longer needle if you would try to do this yourself.
Right.
But in general. From the data from the study, it would suggest that you would achieve similar levels by just upping the dosage and taking it orally.
Okay. All right. So here's what we're going to do. We're going to take a quick commercial break. When we come back, I want to talk about the remarkable results of this particular product, this molecule. And then we're going to talk about, for those out there who want to buy some, it's available. And Adele has already done all the heavy lifting in locating it for you. Stay tuned. You're listening to Superhuman Radio. During the break, why don't you visit Subversity, SUPPVERSITY.com. We'll be right back.
The iconic metabolic expert, Dr. Scott Conley, comes Physique 2.0. Physique 2.0 is the only meal replacement with MetaFX, beta-FAOCHO. That's a long way of saying the only carbohydrate supplement that has been clinically shown to burn fat. Just like the complete milk protein in Physique 2.0 promotes fat burn, so does the carbohydrate source. This is the first ever food source that can burn fat while building muscle. What are you waiting for? Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Physique 2.0 banner ad to learn more.
The ingredients in Halo Extreme come right from the folklore of the Eastern Bloc athletes who strength dominated the Olympic Games in the 60s. Halo Extreme contains oral turinabol, which increases strength, muscle hardness, and muscle mass while not converting to estrogen or DHT. Iron Mag Labs combines this with the powerful ecdysterone called 5-alpha-hydroxylaxigenin that has shown to increase protein synthesis by up to 200%. Halo Extreme is a great choice for beginners. beginners to advanced users looking for low side effects and crisp, lean, easy-to-maintain gains. Go to IronMagLabs.com today to order Halo Extreme.
Melatonin is the best sleep aid in the world, but it has one flaw, the delivery method. Melatonin tablets are not efficient and can wear off too soon, leaving you wide awake in the middle of the night. Time-release tablets make you feel groggy in the morning. Now there's the Age 4 Sustained Delivery Melatonin Patch. This transdermal patch delivers a precise amount of melatonin from the moment you apply it and continues to do so for an entire 6 hours. This ensures a full night's sleep while waking refreshed and ready to go. Visit ageforce.com and use the coupon code SHRMEL and save 50% off your first order. Go to AGEFORCE.com and use SHRMEL today and sleep better tomorrow.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing. My near vision has improved and I can read small print from 8 inches. My overall vision is clearer and the glare from oncoming headlights doesn't bother me any longer. Just 1 to 2 drops a day and the results are visible. You can find CanSee eye drops at wisechoicemedicine.net or call 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936. wisechoicemedicine.net. CanSee eye drops. The name says it all.
You may not recognize Muscle Gauge Nutrition, but that's because they've been in the background as a private label manufacturer for some of your favorite brands. Now get ready to hear their name a lot as an introductory offer. Get 5 pounds of pure whey protein isolate for as little as $11 a pound and get free shipping too. Each 30-gram scoop contains the requisite amount of leucine to stimulate the anabolic response. Check out these flavors. Cake batter, chocolate, cinnamon bun, ice cream sandwich, rocky road, strawberry, vanilla, and unflavored. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Muscle Gauge banner ad and use the coupon code SUPER. That's S-U-P-E-R today.
AnabolicMinds.com is the premier website for credible information on building muscle, burning fat, supplementation, and more. With over 100,000 active registered members and over 2.5 million posts, it's one of the largest communities on the internet to get help and answers to your question. It's also the place that the official Superhuman Radio Forum is hosted. Visit AnabolicMinds.com today and get into the action. AnabolicMinds.com. Learn. Teach. Lead.
Build muscle. Burn fat. It's Superhuman Radio.
Oops. I did it again, baby. Yeah.
The ladies are gonna love you.
You can get a free month supply of Age Force's Fat Burner Patch by going to superhumanradio.com and clicking the banner ad. And we've got more people coming on to talk about their experience with this patch. So, can't all be placebo, I'll tell you that. All right, we're talking with Adele Musa. We're talking about C60. What's it also called? Fulvarine?
Fulvarine, yeah. I don't know how the exact English pronunciation is, but in German, my German English would suggest that it's a fulvarine.
Okay. And this is a super antioxidant, apparently, but it has the ability to extend life. So when they administered this, they saw the antioxidant value. When did they realize that the tests... rodents were living longer?
Well, obviously, one of the main issues with every test where you want to check the safety is, especially when you are administering the drug chronically, is to see how long the animals live. But because in previous tests, other or similar nanomolecules posed actually danger to the animals, they were rather expecting that these molecules could, for example, accumulate in the brain and lead to damage in any organ system. Therefore, I suppose they don't write this explicitly, but I suppose that they were actually expecting the rodents not to live longer, but to die earlier. But as it turned out, during the 7 month treatment period, you do obviously observe how many rats or how many rodents survive. And then there is a certain, this is obviously also a weakness of the study, I should mention. They did not actually wait until all the rats died, but they estimated from how many rats died in the course of the experiment. They calculated the so-called estimated median lifespan. And this estimated median lifespan was 90% higher for the rodents which received the C60. But there is another interesting notion. I think nobody who read, well, I guess a few people actually read the study, but most only read the headlines. And there it was obviously not mentioned. But even the rodents which were injected with the extra virgin olive oil, they had also an increased lifespan, and was increased by at least 18%. So this does tell you something about the healthy effects of olive oil, I should say.
That is funny. And so, I mean, what is the normal lifespan of one of these rodents, typically, you think?
The normal lifespan of the rodents was 42 months.
And so these rodents lived almost twice that long, correct?
Oh, I'm sorry. I think the 42 months was already the doubled lifespan, yeah.
Okay, so in other words, the normal lifespan is about 22 months, and these rodents lived to about 42 or 44 months, you said?
Yeah, 42 months, yeah, exactly.
Okay, so obviously it works for rats. How do we know that this could extrapolate out and translate to humans, or is it a safe assumption that it will to some degree?
I wouldn't say it's a safe assumption, but it is quite likely that we would see beneficial effects in humans as well, because if the mechanism is the same, then if it works in one mammal, it is likely to work in another mammal as well. The question I would pose is it really realistic to assume that a human being taking this drug, or however you may call it, at a high enough level, would really live to be 150 years old easily, or would it maybe extend a lifespan that would normally last 80 years to maybe 100 years? This is something I would rather expect to see if it translates at all. And we still do not really know if it's really safe in the long term. And of course, and this is a very important point, we do not really know how the appropriate human dosage would be. We usually use a certain calculation method that is just based on the size of the animal and the weight of the animal and its surface area. And this does already tell you that those human equivalent dosages, as they are called,
right,
and they are often calculated, they are just very rough estimates. And one of the main messages of the study, or also of the authors of the study, is that this is a very promising result, but there is really much science still to do, especially also with respect to the mechanism. Because we really know from other studies that these molecules are kind of special, because they attract radical oxygen specimen, and they interact with them, and after they took the charge of the radical that is then no longer radical, they pass it back to another radical and return to their original state. And if this is really the case, and at least one study suggests that this is the case, then we would have solved the problem I mentioned before, that is that a normal antioxidant like vitamin E, for example, needs to be recycled by vitamin C when it's used.
Right.
And in this case, this molecule would recycle itself. And therefore, we do not even know if it's really necessary to administer it, well, let's say daily, or if it would be okay to do a weekly course once a year. And this would solve, or this would protect you for the rest of the year until you excrete all the rest of the molecules. On the other hand, in the study at hand, they also did a half-life test, and at least within the blood, the half-life of the drug was only about 9 to 12 hours. That does, however, not mean that some of the molecules did not accumulate in target tissues and would protect the mitochondria, because in other studies, we have seen that those tiny molecules are really able to get right into the mitochondria, and this is where the protection is most important. And there is still much science to be done before we really know, A, will they work, B, how will they have to be administered, and C, is there maybe still any negative side effect? Because it seems like these C60 fullerenes with a special structure looking like soccer balls, they appear to be one of the harmless nanomolecules. Well, I guess most of the listeners will already have heard some of those in part scary lines about all those nanomaterials in our environment,
right,
attacking our health. And in fact, this is a real issue because, as I've mentioned before, simply because they are so small, they are passing through our skin and through all other normal barriers relatively easy.
You know, the rats that were given the C60, were they given the C60 from birth on, or at what point in time was it introduced, out of curiosity? Do you know?
I'm not really quite sure at which point, but these were added rats. So it was not given from birth on. That means they had already suffered some oxidative or normal oxidative damage, as any rodent fed on the standard rodent show would have suffered.
It would be interesting to find out if any of the markers of aging were actually reversed at the introduction of C60, because obviously it's a great idea to start taking this as young as you can. Let's dream for a second. Let's say this works. It plays out in humans. It's the greatest thing to ever come along since penicillin. And so humans start taking it. But if you're already broken, does it just help you stay from getting more broken, or did it actually have a reversal effect? This would be really interesting to me, and this will be elucidated in future research.
Well, it's very unlikely that it has a repair effect, because it protects from damage, and damage that's already done, it also cannot protect from all damage, and therefore it will work the better, the more active your own repair mechanisms are. And I think this is one thing every scientist will agree upon when we talk about the aging process, is that one of the main problems or main culprits is actually that our repair mechanisms do not work as effectively as before. But if we would, for example, connect this research with the research we are currently seeing in terms of stem cell therapy,
right,
which could in fact really deliver lifespan or enable us to live well into our 150s, 160s.
Yes.
If we had repair material, if we protected ourselves from damage and at the same time had the ability to repair the little damage that is still occurring, we could exactly, I would suppose that we could really extend our lifespan by a considerable amount of time.
Yes. All right, we have to take our last commercial break. When we come back, Adele is going to tell you where you can get this stuff. This is the exciting part of the show. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing. My near vision has improved, and I can read small print from 8 inches. My overall vision is clearer, and the glare from oncoming headlights doesn't bother me any longer. Just 1 to 2 drops a day, and the results are visible. You can find CanSee eye drops at wisechoicemedicine.net or call 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936. wisechoicemedicine.net. CanSee eye drops. The name says it all.
No other peptide supplier has a more complete offering than Southern Research Companies. And no other peptide supplier can boast that all their research peptides are manufactured inside the United States in Tier 1 labs. Whether you're looking for IGF-1 Long R3, GHRP6, GHRP2, Melanotan-2, Mechano Growth Factor, or PT-141, or hard-to-find peptides like Triptorelin or Follistatin, you'll find them at Southern Research Companies. Free shipping on orders over $150. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Southern Research banner ad today and do business with the most trusted name in research peptides, Southern Research Company. You already know how great the Testo 100 Transdermal Testosterone Boosting Patch is. Well, now it's even better. The new and improved Testo 100 patch now contains diaspartic acid, stinging nettle root, and androstenotrione to increase free testosterone while reducing sex hormone binding globulin and aromatase enzyme. It's still made in FDA-certified labs and contains all the great ingredients that made it work originally. But now it's even better. Bypassing the stomach to deliver its ingredients throughout the day for greater increases in energy, libido, and muscle-building, fat-burning effects. Get 50% off when you use the coupon code SHR4. Go to AGEFORCE.com and use the coupon code SHR4 and get your new Testo 100 patch today.
No two amino acids have been studied more than creatine and beta-alanine, and no two amino acids have been shown to independently improve athletic performance better than creatine and beta-alanine. When you join these two ergogenic powerhouses together, you get unparalleled results. And when you bypass the stomach and deliver them right to the bloodstream, you get the best single legal performance-enhancing product bar none. done. Save 50% off your initial order by using the coupon code CB50. That's CB50. Go to ageforce.com today.
Are your goals longevity, endurance, vitality, or wellness? Well, you'll find everything you're looking for at USLWellness.com. USL Wellness was founded on the belief that total well-being begins at the most basic cellular level. Their natural supplements are designed to work with the body to achieve health and vitality. Their formulas are backed by a team of nutritional researchers, healthcare professionals, and nutritional supplement biochemists. Whether you're concerned for your own wellness or a clinician caring for others, it all starts at USLWellness.com. Save 20% off your first purchase when you use the coupon code SUPER.
I have never endorsed a training guide before The Blueprint by Rob Regish. The Blueprint combines the best techniques for building muscle and gaining strength with the best tips on supplementation and nutrition. Everyone who has used The Blueprint has surpassed their expectations in muscular gains in record time. You'll learn how to break through any plateau, how to make gains from every single workout, and all for the price of a single supplement purchase. Get your copy of The Blueprint today by going to superhumanradio.com and clicking the Blueprint banner ad. Order today and get copies of both The Blueprint 2.0 and 3.0, plus ongoing support on The Blueprint Forum to ensure your success.
Listen strong. It's Superhuman Radio.
Maybe I didn't love you quite as often as I could have. Maybe I didn't treat you.
Welcome back.
Quite as good as I.
We're talking this hour with Adele Moussa. In my humble opinion, one of the most brilliant people out there today, writing about health, fitness, and longevity. We're talking about C60, an amazing antioxidant. Now, we're going to talk about actually the acquisition process to get C60. However, I am telling you now that we are not telling people to go out and do this because, as Adele will point out, just because this works in rats, it doesn't mean it's going to work in people. And we also don't know what the potential downside risks of taking a foreign agent like this can be to the human species. So please, this is all for entertainment right now, and should not be construed as a message telling people that they should go out and get the stuff. A lot more research has to be done first. But okay, so Adele, where is it available, first of all?
Well, actually, I was quite surprised. Usually, I try to dig up all those funky herbs and other stuff where you find studies showing that they increase testosterone by 2%, and nobody ever heard of this funky material. But those fullerenes, as I said, they have been a matter of very active research as of late. And as it happens, I've mentioned that also before, this special version, this C60 fullerene is one of those which is actually pretty easy to produce, and therefore you just have to Google around, and that's what I did. And I did actually come up with four different sources, and the first one I found is from Russia. Usually you find this stuff in China and on Alibaba.com. People maybe know this.
Right.
And I was surprised that this was not the first hit. Well, at least I did find something, but usually they don't give you the price. And I was actually only interested in how much would this cost. And the Russians produce it, and they do even sell a product that has 99.9% purity, or at least they claim it has. And I've calculated the cost for a half-year supply as if you would actually take it daily. I did not incorporate the staggering doses, but in that case it would be very cost efficient because it would only be $4,700. So that would be half your supply, but I'm not quite sure if you.
But again, that's based on daily doses. What you pointed out earlier astutely is since this is kind of a universal antioxidant and doesn't depend on handing off to other downstream antioxidants to get the job done, and there might be a recycling effect where it just kind of stays intact because it kind of restores itself, you may not need to take it daily. You may be able to take it weekly or even monthly.
Yeah, and if we really discover that, I think it could actually become available on the Superhuman Radio Shop with a quantity discount for listeners.
There you go.
When it's established that it's safe. and we really know which dosage would be effective. But for the meantime, people who like to play it safe, they could also go to Sigma Aldrich. I think basically everybody will have heard their name because they are the main supplier of all sorts of chemical and other research material. And they obviously sell it for a slightly higher price, and you would have to pay for the exact same amount at least they claim a lower purity, only 99.5% pure. You would have to pay $26,805 for a half year supply. Again, assuming that you would take the equivalent of the loading dose in the study every day. And if you dig a little further, you can even come up with two alternative U.S. sources, and their prices range from about $2,300, which is pretty cheap. And the company's name is quite funny because they obviously sell only fullerenes because they call themselves Bucky USA, in resemblance of the buck, the structure, which is the Buckminster Fullerene.
Right.
For Bucky USA. And another source, which appeared to be slightly reliable, is a larger company which works with global players like IBM and Bayer. And there also the price is around $6,500. So not only is it, would it not be particularly smart to play a human guinea pig, but it would also be much more expensive than with your regular supplements. And in the end, there is one relatively recent study which actually shows that at very high doses, and this was an equivalent of 13 grams, that means that it's about 20 times the dosage, the human equivalent of the dosage used in the study for life extension. That means if you would take that for a longer time period, then you would react exactly the same way as rats. You would get kind of awkward dark stools, and the your organ weight, your liver and your spleen weight would increase. And in view of this result, it's I think that everybody will acknowledge that it's very important to really find out how this molecule works and at which doses our bodies are able to handle it effectively. And as we have hinted it at the beginning of this show, we do not even really know to which degree we actually want to suppress all reactive oxygen specimen, because in the end, everybody who has ever used a nitric oxide product will know that not all reactive oxygen species, like NOS, for example, are bad for you. For example, the latter is actually important for heart health. So if you suppress all those reaction processes by too much antioxidants, you will eventually run into trouble anyway. And therefore, it's particularly important to know how such a potent antioxidant will work.
Yeah. And then, you know, obviously, there are other ways to increase the antioxidant process in the body aside from supplementation. One that comes to mind is exercise, which has been shown to increase the glutathione production in the body, which is also an amazing quencher of reactive oxygen species.
Yeah, so, you know, it's interesting that you say this, because one of the mechanisms that this could work, or the underlying mechanism is actually the same as superoxid dismutase, and this
right.
is part of the glutathione cycle. And if you think about it like this, if you replace some of the superoxid dismutase you would usually use by this molecule, you would have more of the glutathione available for other purposes. So this would obviously be a work in concert with other antioxidants, and therefore it must not even be necessary to take high doses. And I just want to remind everybody that also the animals who just consumed or who just were injected with the minimal doses of olive oil, they also lived longer. And we know from the Mediterranean studies where people are still not really sure why people in the Mediterranean live longer, that one hypothesis is that it's extra virgin olive oil that helps them extend their lifespan. So there are lots of ways, like doing exercise and eating healthy, eating real food, by which you can ramp up your antioxidative defense system without having to resort to either nutritional supplements or specifically engineered molecules.
And see, that's really the takeaway here, folks. The takeaway here is the fact that antioxidants work is reinforced by this research. Now, Adele, one of the authors of this study shares a name with you, correct?
Yeah, it's quite interesting. And people, nobody appeared to have noticed. And I was quite, well, it was quite awkward because I usually cite the authors and I write something along the lines like data adopted from, and then I had to write my own name, data adopted from Musa. Because the lead author is Fatih Musa. He is a Tunisian, and he's one of the leading researchers in this area. He has published several papers on the biological and physiological effects of fullerenes, and he's also one of the people who has done several works into possible toxicology issues with other fullerene molecules.
What is fullerene being used for now that these companies even have it available, other than research?
I guess that it's also used as a tracer and for certain applications, for certain medical applications. Then it's also used in material sciences. And another quite interesting aspect is that people also, there are certain fullerenes that are photoactive, for example. And one thing also medical scientists have in mind is to inject those photoactive molecules, for example, into a tumor cell and then use light therapy, that is a laser that goes through the skin to activate them and thus kill the cancer cells. So these molecules are really, they are what people would really understand as designer molecules. You are coming up with a molecule with a certain structure of which you expect that it has a certain quality, and therefore it has very, very many possibilities, and I think it's really one of the most interesting ways where medical science is probably going to, because if you look at the different structures of all those antioxidant molecules, in essence, what they do is they can accept the electron from this radical molecule. And obviously, this is a chemical reaction, and as physicists, we always like to say that chemistry is just a branch of physics, mm-hmm. and therefore, in the end, it comes down to atomic structures. And if you were really able to control those, you could produce molecules with certain chemical quantities, qualities, and those chemical qualities would translate into biological qualities as well. So this opens a door to a new world of science, which is yet so far away from practical application. And I think up to now, if you want to make it into your 150s, you better listen to SHL every day, to Superhuman Radio, of course, and read all the news at the Subversity in order to be able to do your very best in terms of exercise and nutrition and thusly extend your lifespan instead of waiting for another Musa to develop a funky molecule that would save your life. Maybe it's too late by then.
Couldn't be said better. That's great. Well, this is great. This is great reporting, Adele. I keep wanting to call you Dr. Andrew. I'm sorry. This is fantastic reporting, and again, brilliant work as usual. And those of you who are not familiar with Adele's blog, subversity.com, you really are missing out on the single best source for this type of information on the internet. Don't even waste your time on some of these other websites. Just go to Subversity, SUPPVERSITY.com. Adele, thank you so much for being on Superhuman Radio today. Okay. And listen, tell your cousin who wrote the study to cut me in with you on the money that you guys are going to make, okay?
I will do so.
Okay. Yeah, all right, thank you.
I'll figure it out.
thank you. All right, so there you have it. C60, an amazing molecule, probably not ready for prime time in humans, but I'm sure that more will be developing about it shortly. I want to thank Adele for the fantastic reporting He is a brilliant individual. Also want to thank Rob Regish and Coach Wade Johnson for the first half of the show, the acquisition of strength and hypertrophy, a roundtable discussion. Tomorrow is Friday, which means I will be joined in the studio by the lovely and talented Elisa Profumo to do Casual Friday. We'll see you then. Thanks for listening.
Move over, superheroes. This is the Superhuman Channel.